Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
So are you enamored with the stars? Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is the Ray Lucia Show. Star ratings, morning star ratings with your mutual funds. This is not one of those entertainment shows, although you might be enamored with the stars. Welcome to the program. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number to call. If you've got a pressing or not so pressing money type question, I'm here to help you. 844, I'll give you a little help from my friends. Bobby Wu is one of my friends. How you doing, Bobber?
Doing great, Ray.
Are you enamored with the stars? I've got, George Clooney. Nah, I'm not enamored with him. Tom Cruise. Nah. Matt Damon. Nah. Just because these guys are good looking and skinny, what do I care? Who are you enamored with? Notice I just rattled off three men. What's wrong?
Yeah, there's some ladies out there. How about what Scarlett Johansson? I like her.
Yeah, she's
Jennifer Lawrence. I just watched a movie with her
the
other day.
Jennifer Lawrence. She's the one that she's not the one that was in what was her movie?
She was the Hunger Games.
Oh, the Hunger Games girl.
Silver Linings. I saw that the other night.
Yeah. Oh, is that a chick flick?
Not bad. It's sort of an in betweener.
But so are you enamored with them?
I follow them on Instagram, right? They don't follow us, though. They don't follow...
Why not?
I don't know.
Call Scarlett up and say, come in, I'm not following Ray Lucia.
Yeah, they need to follow Ray's Facebook already.
Well, I don't follow them because they're always getting divorced. Like Jennifer Garner and that other guy, what's the other guy?
Ben Affleck, yeah.
Their history.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw where Tom Cruise's ex-wife is now hanging out with Jamie, what's his name? Jamie Foxx.
Oh, really?
Well, I go to the grocery... My wife doesn't do grocery shopping. So I get all of my information while I'm standing in line waiting to check out from all the tabloids. That's how I know all this stuff.
I thought you were cruising.
Think Advisor.
You're on TMZ instead.
Exactly. So the question is Morningstar. All right. So here's I know you do this, and it's dumb. When you look at your quarterly reports, your company's 401k plan. Don't you look at the star ratings? Don't you look at the past performance? And that's how you select the funds that you select. And what it does is it guarantees more volatility. Because if you go with the funds that have done the best lately, they will probably be the funds that perform the worst next time around. Because in order to overperform, you got to take some chances or some risks, and usually you'll go through a cycle of underperformance. This is why when Dalbar does these studies that say, well, the average mutual fund earned 13.9%, but the average mutual fund investor who invested in those same mutual funds that earned 13.9 only did 3. Why? Because they jumped in and out. They didn't follow a disciplined strategy. So George Sisti writes, what having too many skilled fund managers does to past performance. I've talked about this before. But let's start with how Morningstar does their ratings. Morningstar gives a 5-star rating to funds with past performance in the top 10% of similar funds. Okay, now that would make sense. But it doesn't make sense if you have, you know, 400 choices in your 401k plan and you picked 5 large cap growth funds because they all had the top performance. No, they're buying the same stuff. You're buying the same stocks. The next 22.5% receive a 4-star rating, and then it goes down from there. Twice each year, however, Standard & Poor's publishes the S&P Persistence Scorecard, which tracks the performance of top-ranked, actively managed mutual funds over consecutive multi-year periods. Anybody that's ever gone to one of my seminars in the past, no, I talked about this to a large extent to help people understand that picking mutual funds ain't that easy. And you need to have a strategy behind the funds that you select. And you need to know a lot more than just what the past performance is. The latest scorecard analyzed the subsequent performance of 867 domestic stock mutual funds that produced top half performance for the 5 years that ended in September of 2010. So here's the question. How many of these funds were able to retain their top half status for the next 5 years? Of course, random chance would suggest 50% of them, or 433 funds, yet only 42% managed to stay in the top 50%. Now, if you go with the top quartile, only 23% of the top quartile funds actually were able to stay in the top quartile. Now, this doesn't really tell you anything. It doesn't tell you anything. Here's what we learn from the performance scorecard. We learn that 5-star funds can turn into a 3-star fund almost overnight if it's based on performance. The one bit of data that has been consistent for as long as I've studied this, which is about as long as Bobby's been alive, is when the only thing that I would do with these star ratings is eliminate bottom quartile fund managers. Because what we have learned is if you are a bottom quartile manager, in other words, your performance sucked, it's probably going to continue to suck. Bottom quartile managers usually stay at or near the bottom. But everybody else, the other 3/4 of the managers, they kind of rotate positions. So you need to know what you're getting and why you're changing if you're going to make a change. And the change should not be about performance unless it's bottom quartile performance. I know what you're thinking. All right, well, how do I decide? It ain't that easy. It's not that easy. I've talked about some academic studies on this program before, where if you were to take an active manager who is in the top quartile of low expenses and whose money managers are invested in their own fund, they tend to handily beat their respective index or benchmark. So that could be one criteria. Does the manager invest his or her own money? Do they have skin in the game? Or are they just playing with OPM, other people's money? But even more importantly than that, you need to focus on the strategy. In other words, each money manager should have some kind of strategy behind what they're doing. What is their style of investing? Are they going for growth, or are they going for value? Are they only investing domestically, or do they invest domestically and internationally? And if you understand why they overperform or underperform, that will help keep you more patient. For example, you may be just as well informed about a fund that you want to fire, a fund manager you want to fire, because they overperformed as underperformed. Why? Well, you've got to understand why they had such overperformance. We talked about this last week. What if your manager only has 10 stocks in their portfolio and 50% of the money was in one of those stocks and that one stock went up 100%? They overperformed, but at what risk did they take? And are you willing to tolerate that amount of risk? Maybe you are for that concentrated portion of your portfolio. You see, that gets back to strategy. Do you want to have a well-diversified portfolio, maybe even of some index funds, and then go out elephant hunting with some concentrated active managers? I'm not endorsing that strategy. I'm just saying that is a strategy. And then the key, once you have defined your strategy, is staying with it. Because if you start second guessing your manager because he fell from 4 stars to 3 stars and you trade him in for a 5-star manager, more than likely you will have been late to the party and that 5-star manager will be the next 3-star manager and you won't do as well had you put the money with the 3-star manager. So get your strategy right. Understand why the over or under performance and understand risk.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health, Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
When you've got a specific job to do, you bring in the specialist, the edger, the trimmer, the leaf blower, other tools that end with er. Good thing there's VP Small Engine Fuel, now just $4.99 at Napa, with no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. $4.99 VP ready-to-use small engine fuel burns cleaner, so all your lawn equipment runs smoother, better, and other adjectives that end with er. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 4/30/16.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
You know, we've been talking about star ratings and money managers and following various money managers and how it's really a mistake to get all caught up in the star ratings business. Because just about the time that you're going to switch to a five-star fund manager, more than likely that manager is going to fall off the ladder and move into three-star status or four-star status. And you just get disappointed and you start flipping from one manager to the next manager to the next manager. This is one of my beefs, Bobby, with 401ks that just give out way too many choices. Because what happens is novice investors, and let's face it, most employees, they don't spend their time in the investment arena. They're just going to look at how well that particular mutual fund or whatever has done and make a decision based on more recent, or something we call recency bias. That's a big mistake. It's a big mistake. So you have to start with your strategy. What are your goals and what is your risk tolerance? And are you willing to make a decision and stay with the fund and have some criteria for canceling out? In other words, what if you bought into this fund manager because you liked their risk-adjusted numbers? Or you liked the beta compared to the S&P, or you liked their long-term last 10, 20-year track record, not what's happened in the last 6 months. Well, at what point would you terminate that manager? Because if you're willing to hire them for good performance, then you're probably going to fire them for bad performance. And this is where Dalbar has told us for the last 30 years, how bad we are at investing our money. The average investor underperforms a buy and hold strategy by like 3-1. The market has gone up 10-11% over the past 30 years, and the average investor has gone up 3-4%. Not because they picked bad funds, it's because they picked a fund, changed to a different fund, sat in cash to wait out the storm. So now, having said that, pretty interesting stats that I have to share with you today. The Standard & Poor's 500 has had a positive first quarter on a total return basis in 18 of the past 25 years, at least from 91 to 2015. 16 of the 18 years, which is 89% of the time, the entire calendar year produced a gain. So, in other words, as goes January, so goes the market. So the S&P was up 1.35% in the first quarter. So utilizing that logic, the market will most likely be up this year. But a lot of stuff happened over the course of that first quarter. For example, you would have lost somewhere around, what, 11, 12%? We had the worst 5 days in history, first 5 days of January in history. Remember, the last time we had a record high was almost a year ago. It was May 21, 2015. May 21, 2015. So we've been languishing for the last year, haven't we? But a whole lot of stuff has gone on in between. For example, if you went from the low, which I believe was February 11th, you can check me on that, but I think the market declined to a low of the year, February 11th. As of, I don't know, almost today. I haven't looked at what the market's doing today. But the market has come back 14% since then. That's a pretty amazing number when you think about it. 14% in just a very, very short period of time. We have to work sometimes for a year or two to get the 14% you got there in a couple months. Not even. So what if you got cold feet and you bailed out? Then you've got the question of when do you bail in? When do you get back in? We experienced this in a big way in 2009, 2008, 2007. Most individuals didn't get back in until, I don't know, maybe midway through 2011. And then what happened in the summer of 2011? We got the Standard & Poor's 500 downgrade. The U.S. was downgraded. And everybody said, oh, there go interest rates. They're going to go up from here. Because if you downgrade a bond, then you need to pay more interest in order to get the money, don't you? Isn't that the way it works? So if you downgrade a country, don't you pay more for Greek bonds or Greek debt than you do for U.S. debt? Absolutely. So everybody said interest rates are going to shoot up. That's going to kill the stock market. That was 2011. It's 2016 now, and it's been nothing but green pretty much ever since. There was a pullback, August of 2011. Yeah, we've had a couple of hiccups, but by and large, it's been straight up all green since then. You can't time your way in and out of the market. A good buddy of mine back then said, oh, interest rates are going to shoot up. U.S. getting downgraded. I'm out. He's still out. I said, why? If this is your long-term money, why are you making short-term decisions with it? Why would you do that? We know that the stock market, over long time periods, produces the best results. Bobby, over 25-year periods, what did we learn from Burton Malkiel?
Haven't lost money over 25-year period.
Not only hasn't it lost money, but since 1950, the worst performance of the Standard & Poor's 500 is how much of a rate of return?
5%?
Guess again. You're low.
8%.
Very good. 7.94%. So I speak to individuals, even those retiring today, do you have any money at all that you're saving for 25 years from now? That could be the legacy that you leave behind. So you take 10, 20% of your money, and that's the legacy. You leave it alone for 25 years. Because your life expectancy when you retire is probably about 25 years. So you can spend all the rest of the money. And if you earn 8%, you divide 8 into 72. What's that number, Bob?
9%.
Nine. Oof. So your money would double every 9 years. So during the break, I want you to tell me how much you're going to have 30 years later or 27 years later. If you started with $200,000 for 25 years, okay?
I hope this is a 20-minute break.
We'll be back. Don't go away.
to rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271.
1-800-316-5271. Call now.
You know, there's an old saying in the investment business, it's not timing the market, it's time in the market that makes the most sense. And that's kind of what we're talking about here. We've gone through the whole scorecard, the S&P performance scorecard, and determined you can't really pick the best managers. People have been trying to do that forever, and it never really works out. So you really need to focus on your strategy. Now, before the break, I challenged Babaroo here.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, we went back in history. We quoted Burton Malkiel, who looked at the performance of the Standard & Poor's 500 doing nothing over a 25-year period. And let's just pretend that you wanted a zero risk, zero, I should say, statistical risk, that you're A, not going to lose money, that B, you can guarantee that you're always going to have a paycheck, mm-hmm. and C, leave a legacy. So what I said before the break, and I was thinking of, let's say, $1 million okay. portfolio, and I drew this up for the people on television, a zero statistical risk scenario. I'm going to break it down super simple. You take 800,000 of it, and you buy a safe annuity, inflation adjusted, or treasury inflation protected securities that are laddered out over the next 30 years. And let's just pretend that you could get $40,000 per year inflation adjusted for joint lives. Depending on your age, it could be more, but let's just be conservative. Is that $40,000 not 4% of $1 million? Does that not qualify as the 4% rule, which has been retitled the 2.8% rule? So pretending again that you're taking $40,000 out per year, you put the other $200,000 into the Standard & Poor's 500, and you leave it alone. It's the legacy money. Bob, we did the rule of 72.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you earned 8%, which is basically the worst performance that the market has enjoyed since 1950, and there have been some bad periods, but if you held for 25 years, the worst of those bad periods was a 7.94% return. So Bobby's unlucky. He invests on the worst day you can invest the money for 25 years. Rule of 72 says you take your rate of return that you expect,
mm-hmm.
8, divide it into 72 years. 8 into 72 is 9.
Mm-hmm.
So your money, your $200,000 in this hypothetical scenario, will double every 9 years. So 27 years from now, after I die and I left you as my kid, 20% as a legacy, the money's going to double 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that math in your head?
600,000.
No.
No, I mean 9, 12. Okay. I'll just let you do it, right?
So 200,000
uh-huh.
doubles once, becomes what?
400,000.
It doubles again.
800,000.
And it doubles again.
16.
A million six.
Yeah.
What did I write down here? See that? It's on the screen. You could have just looked on the screen.
Oh.
So, in this example, I croaked 27 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
I left little Bobby, little Marco, and little Bobby $1.6 million, which is a 1.75% inflation component on the $1 million I started with, and I took zero statistical risk. Zero. Because the annuity has no risk. I'm not suggesting everybody do this. I'm trying to paint a picture on how strategy can prevail and do exactly what you might want it to do as long as your goals are rational, as long as your goals are reasonable. We hear about the 4% rule. That's reasonable. I just designed it on the spot with a virtual no-risk scenario. There's certainly no risk to the income if an insurance company is going to guarantee my wife and I $40,000 a year on $800,000. I haven't double-checked that number. Maybe it's $38,000. Maybe it's $42,000. I don't know. But it's somewhere in that ballpark, right? So I get my $40,000 a year. I get hit by a bus. Jeannie gets $40,000 a year, inflation adjusted each year for the rest of our joint lives. And I leave my grandkids $200,000, which 27 years from now, if the money goes untouched, is $1.6 million. So that's $320,000 each for my grandkids, something that's important to me. So what you need to do is hire yourself a financial advisor that understands the retirement planning business, that understands this is not about selecting the best mutual fund manager. Because if they're taking time and charging you a fee to go out and find the best manager, they're wasting time and you're wasting money, because no one can predict what's going to happen in the future. They need to focus on strategy. Now, this is an oversimplified strategy, but it is a strategy, and it is a strategy that can work. Now, I would contend, I think we had this last hour, Bob, with an emailer. I would contend that that scenario is a little too conservative. So I might say, well, I'm willing to accept a little more risk. So maybe I'll take $600,000 and buy the TIPS or the annuity, and I'll put $200,000 into some real estate where I can get, I don't know what the cap rates are today, 5-6%. So I go buy real estate, all cash, so there's virtually no risk. Tenant moves out, I put another one in. Maybe I lose half a month's worth of income. And maybe I keep the security deposit so I don't lose anything. I don't know. But if you did that, then the $600,000 at 5% would produce $30,000 per year. The real estate at a 6% cap would produce $12,000 per year. So I'm still doing $42,000. I've taken a little more risk. I've gotten a little more income. And 25 years from now, what's my $200,000 in the real estate worth? Well, Bob, if real estate were to appreciate at 4% per year, you divide 4 into 72. Can you do that?
That would be 19.
That would be 18.
That's 18. Close enough.
Very good.
I rounded down. Yeah.
So every 18 years, your money would double.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be another, call it $500,000 added to my $1.6 million. Now I left the kids $2.1 million. But I took a little more risk. Do you see how this works? This is strategizing. It's a good strategy for people that are willing to step out a little bit. Yes, real estate can go down in value. Yes, tenants do move out. Yes, you do need to fix the roof. And all that needs to be factored in, which I haven't. But it's still a strategy. So you can go from ultra-conservative TIPS, Treasury Inflation-Protected Securities. That's a guaranteed paycheck every year for, say, the next 30 years. Now, if you live 31 years, you got a pretty lean 31st year with the TIPS idea. The annuity, which it's been proven in labs, the annuity works a little bit better than TIPS, and you could take the spread, the difference between the two, and go ahead and invest that money. But whether you did it or not, that's between you and your advisor. But if you wanted to step out and assume a little bit more risk, then you replace an annuity with something that will give you annuitized income without the G word, guaranteed. If I buy a piece of real estate, for $200,000 in cash and I rent it out, can I, after expenses, put $5,000 or $6,000 per year into my pocket? The answer is, in some areas, yes. In some areas, no. Where it is no, if you're willing to take another step out and risk, if I can borrow money 50% at 4%, or 3.5%, which I can get today probably, and now lever it up a little bit, I may be able to get to that 6%. It's all about strategy. Do you have an advisor that can help you with that? That's the question. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Carry on. Love is coming. Love is coming to us all.
Great song. I need to have somebody that can sing those high parts, Curtis. Curtis wants me to do that song, which would be a very good song for my little band to do. But I need to get somebody who's got really tight underwear to hit those highs. Anyway.
I got that, but I can't hit the note.
Bobby Wooldridge, we're just talking off the air. What, you were telling me something?
Yeah, I was driving around this weekend doing all kinds of chores, and I heard some show. A guy was beating on his chest saying how he's outperformed the market and, you know, give me all your money because I've done so well the last 10 years.
That's stupid. Because as soon as you give the guy the money, he's going to fall off the ladder and he's going to do crappy and then you're going to end up moving your money away from him anyway. It just doesn't work. You know, if that's all you got, if that's all you got, you may as well hang it up. Because if you live by the sword, you will die by the sword, as somebody said once upon a time. Got it? Tomorrow, remind me, we'll talk about Advisor Alpha.
Advisor Alpha.
Advisor Alpha. I don't have time today because I've got to get the emails. But what you want is a financial advisor that can actually help you generate better returns, not because they're so smart and can pick the right stocks, because I've already explained to you they're not going to be able to do it time after time after time. You want to be able to have an advisor that can coach you, that can strategize with you, that can make sure you accomplish your goals. And there have been academic studies on this very certain thing from Vanguard, from Morningstar, I mean, well-respected organizations that tell you, yes, your advisor can make up for more than what they charge you. But it has little to do with performance. It has everything to do with strategy and coaching and tax planning and distribution planning and dynamic withdrawals and all the stuff that you and I have covered over the years. All right, let's do some emails.
All right. Eric in Fresno, how about that one?
Eric, okay, yeah. Hi, Ray. My wife and I are about to take a 12 to 18 month career break, and we were wondering what you thought about paying off our mortgage beforehand. We have $600K in savings and owe $150K on the house. Should we pay off the house and live off of the rent money, or use the rent money to pay the mortgage and live off of the brokerage accounts? Well, that's a good question. My suspicion is, if you're going to have, of the 600 grand, if you're going to have 150 of it sitting in a bank account, I'd pay off the house. I'd pay off the house because it's costing you a monthly payment and probably 4% interest. You ain't getting 4% on short-term money. Remember I just said a few minutes ago, you're getting 1.75% if the money's safe and sitting in a U.S. Treasury, a 10-year Treasury. So why not just pay off the mortgage? It's tantamount to buying a CD for 4%. I'm assuming your mortgage rate is probably around 4%. You're not going to get any tax deduction either way because you're not going to have any income. So you're going to be doing a standard deduction. So the 4% is a real 4%. So for me, I'd pay off the mortgage. Now, if you said to me, nope, I'm not going to pay off the mortgage because I'm going to invest that money, where are you going to invest it over the next 18 months that's going to guarantee you 4%? Not gonna. So for me, I'm paying off the mortgage. You know, I mean, obviously, 18 months, or who knows? Maybe you decide, hey, this is way too much fun, and 18 months turns into 36 months. Wouldn't it be nice not to have to make a mortgage payment? And furthermore, if you're living off of the brokerage account, where are you going to put that money? You're certainly not going to earn 3 or 4% on the super safe money. So I stand firm. Pay off the mortgage. Where are we going next? Sam, Salt Lake City, Utah. Ray, you have the, listen to this. Ray, you have the best daily financial analysis show I have heard. Thank you. It's all because of Bobby and the boys. How do I open a predefined account for a small business, and what should I know about them? I don't know what a predefined account is. I believe what he's asking about is a defined benefit account. How do you open it? You go to an actuarial firm or a pension consulting firm or to a pension attorney, and they set you up with a defined benefit plan. What you need to know about them is this. They're a little more restrictive than a 401k. When you set up a defined benefit plan, you are defining a benefit. I want 50% of my pay for the rest of my life, beginning when I turn age 65. And the actuary calculates, well, in order to get there, Ray, you need to put $68,000 a year into a retirement account. And so I got to put the 68 grand in. I can't put 62 grand in. I got to put 68 in. And then the next year, they look at how much it earned versus how much it was expected to earn. If I earned more than expectation, then the following year I would put in less money because it's kind of like putting money into a bucket, right? Or putting water in a bucket. The bucket can only hold so much water. And once you fill the bucket up, that's the defined benefit plan, you can't put any more water in. Now, there are things you can do, amend the plan and so forth. Sam, I need more information because it may not be the right choice for you. But if you are incorporated, if you don't have employees, if you want to contribute a boatload of money, if you're in a high tax bracket, there ain't nothing better than a defined benefit plan or a cash balance plan. Talk to your financial advisor about that. And if you don't have one, send me an email. I don't do it anymore, but I can refer you to pension people that do this stuff for a living, who are way smarter than I am when it comes to this. You know, years ago, I actually partnered with an actuarial firm, and we used to do a bunch of these for doctors all around the country. But back then, it was actually mostly in San Diego. And there are a lot of retired doctors today that are living off of the money we set aside in defined benefit plans in the 80s. Yeah, I go back that far and farther. There's nothing better. You could make $100,000 a year, and if you're my age, you could take zero salary and put all $100,000 into a pre-tax retirement account. Save the self-employment tax of 15%, save the federal tax, save the state tax, and live off of other savings. Yeah, you can do that. Now, Bobby can't do it because he's too young. But since I'm an old fogey, I could do that. First, I got to make the 100 grand.
Oh,
can you
part.
Do that in the radio and television business? Well, there are a few, but they're not many. Thanks for tuning in, folks. God bless you. Go out and make it a great day, will you? Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.